This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am Stuart Howe, your host, and today is August 21st. This is show number 29. Thank you for joining us here. This is the Front Lines, folks, and man, I'm so happy you could join us here. I've got a great guest lined up for us today. Hopefully he'll be able to make it on, perhaps even with his girl. They're both a remarkable couple, and Jay Dyer, folks, is a wonderful guy, a very well-educated guy, a very well-spoken guy, and a funny guy. And he does the website jaysanalysis.com. He's the author of Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, Hollywood Mind Control. He has a couple of series out of where he's done overviews of a couple of great topics, Plato's Republic and Tragedy and Hope lecture series. And he's just a great guy. I did a couple of radio shows with him over at ACR, Alternate Current Radio, called Boiler Room. So hopefully we'll be able to get Jay on, and maybe even Jamie if we're lucky. Jamie, his girl, is an author in her own right. She is marvelous. She's lovely. She's very well spoken, very well educated in what's going on. She wrote the book Weird Stuff, Operation Culture Creation 1 and 2, and Jamie is wonderful. So if you get a chance to check out their website, whether they make it on the show today or not, well, please check out jaysanalysis.com. So, yeah, here we are at a very interesting place in the history of mankind on the planet Earth here as we know it. We are, I believe, what it looks like to me, at the beginning of a new era and the closing out of an old era, an era of deception and an era marked by a lot of negativity and the slavery, in a word, the slavery of humanity. And now for the first time in the history of mankind, that control mechanism is becoming really apparent to a large percentage of the people here, and we're able to see the degree to which we've been lied to and manipulated and subjugated. And they're really pushing to close the prison gate shut with this rollout of global communism, totalitarianism, socialism, whatever label you want to put on it. It is statism writ large in authoritarianism, which is basically any form or any label you put on it. It takes the form of oppression of the majority of the people on Earth to a huge degree. It's moving towards something far more oppressive than we've ever seen on a global scale, and with a high-tech overlay, being orchestrated from the top down by the world banking cartels and their minions. And we're seeing it be expressed by guys like Klaus Schwab as the Great Reset, and we're hearing it being expressed as the fourth way. Any way you look at it, whatever angle you're seeing it from, it is not good. It is the destruction of our constitutional republic, as flawed as it is. And the ability is with us now. We now have the ability to reform our constitutional republic and expel the criminality that's been at the helm and take our country back. And it's a very exciting time. Whatever comes of this, at least we know that this last era of control and the era of the hidden hand is over. The hand, the dark hand, the dark forces controlling humanity are no longer hidden and can't be rehidden. You can't put the horse back in the barn. You can't turn the pickle back into a cucumber. And forevermore, moving forward, most of humanity will know what it is we're up against. And that's a new condition for humanity. You know, the control mechanism has been largely hidden up until now, but the cat is out of the bag. And so now we get to deal with it. And yeah, it's going to be challenging. It is challenging. My heart goes out to all those people all over the world that are dealing with the heavy-handed oppression, the police state thuggery that we're seeing videos coming out of Australia and New Zealand, and even, you know, a couple hours drive north of me in Canada. It is really, really not good what's going on up there. And I think from what I'm seeing, people in a lot of these places are on the verge of fighting back and not giving in. I'm believing and I'm starting to see that people are fighting back where they have the ability to speak out. They're doing that. And any way you look at it, regardless of how you see it or how you feel about it, or what you think is going on, you know, in the details, in the broad strokes, it is clear that the good people of this planet have the bad guys at the top of the command and control structure outclassed, outnumbered, and in this country at least, outgunned. So it's going to get really interesting here because, you know, there's already, you know, great video of people lately. There's been a couple. There's one it takes place in San Diego, California, of all places, where dozens, if not hundreds, of citizens came to, I believe it's a city council meeting, it's a board meeting of some sort in their city, and one after the other, people got up to the podium and basically called these bureaucrats out as lying con artists, traitors, and let them know that they're not going to get away with it, and that the people of San Diego are not going to go quietly into the night as free people. They're not going to let their liberties be taken from them. And it was really empowering to see. A couple of the people called on the police and military to side with true law and order and with justice and with we the people, which, of course, you know, all their just power is derived from we the people, and to not follow the orders given by this crime syndicate that's running the show right now. And they basically called out these council members and city officials as criminals, as traitors, as order-following minions of a crime syndicate, and that's the place that the rest of the world needs to get to. And then we will see what a large contingent of spirited, good-hearted people that there is in the world, willing and ready to fight for themselves and their families and their communities and their towns and their counties. And we'll start to see, you know, the degree to which police and military will side with law and order, with actual, you know, law, law that represents God's law, natural law, common sense, common decency, and to the degree to which that the people in the military and the police will oppose the criminality that may be coming down the chain of command, you know, then we can have the Nuremberg trials too. We can take care of business, but it's coming to a head, and the powers that shouldn't be are, you know, utilizing AI, and they're utilizing, you know, God only knows, Ouija boards and dark forces, who knows that for sure, but they are, you know, attempting to assess the degree of blowback they're getting to see how to best counter it and get around it. But nothing that they do can counter the size and the force and the weight of the good-hearted power of humanity as we start to band together and just say no. You know, no, we're not wearing your masks. We're not, certainly not taking your injections, come what may. And, yeah, that is just an exciting thing to be part of, humanity standing up for itself. So that's where we are, folks. And if you're here, you are most likely on the side of goodness and decency or an intelligence asset listening in. Welcome, everyone, because this is an exciting time to be in the arena. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, few victories in life can rival the initial victory of parting company with your fellow spectators and stepping into the arena. You know, and yeah, we're all being called on now to step into the arena and become players in this saga that's unfolding, and not be non-player characters. So we all need to step it up, myself included. And I need to get back to local board meetings and city council meetings and oppose, you know, in a meaningful way, this tyranny, and you know, support other people that are doing the same. We all need to do more and better, because the joy that comes out of that, of really feeling empowered by the forces of light and goodness when you're doing this stuff, it's really amazing. That's what I live for, you know. It used to be for partying and surfing and all that fun stuff when I was a kid, and until rather not so long ago. And then, you know, I really realized what was going on here in the world, and so I'm trying to be more more useful, you know, to team humanity. And so I am here with a radio show, hoping that our guest, Jay Dyer, and hopefully Jamie Hanshaw, can call in. If you guys are out there, give us a call. I've got 4:12 on the clock. We're going to be up and running till our first break at 4:20. And if I don't get a message from our producer, Sam, that Jay's calling in within a few minutes, I'm going to open it up to incoming phone calls. So I'll give out that number now. If you're out there listening live and you'd like to call in, please take this number down, because if Jamie and Jay do come on, we're going to take some calls also later in the show. And if they don't come on, coming out of our first break, I'll just start taking calls. It's all good either way. I'll have Jay on possibly next week if he doesn't come on this week. And then I've got a wonderful guest lined up for two Saturdays out, a guy named Trevor Loudon. That's Loudon is his last name. And he has been working hard putting out videos and doing a lot of great work to expose and counter communism in our government, the Communist Party here in America. And I'm really looking forward to having him on. That'll be Saturday, September 4th. Trevor Loudon, if you get a chance to take a look at some of his videos on YouTube or Google him, he's an interesting guy. But I'm going to give out those numbers now for you folks if you want to call in. I love having call-ins, so if you're out there, and Alex, AJ, if you're listening, I left you a message to call in. It'd be great to have you call in. It would be, you know, hey, I've been on your show. You should come on my show. Anyhow, our number here to call in, folks, is either area code 512-248-8252, or the second number to call in the show here is an 800 number. It's 800-313-9443. So those numbers again are 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443. So feel free to call in, and whoever calls in is going on. Jay, hope you're out there. Hope you're doing good. I hope everything's okay with you and Jamie, and call on in if you can. If not, I'll start taking calls pretty soon. So, yeah, what an exciting time this is. It is amazing to see this stuff going on in Afghanistan. In fact, I haven't been watching. I have just smelled such a diversion and a distraction, the PSYOP component of what's going on in Afghanistan. Everybody seems to be talking about it. And I really haven't even, I haven't looked at a single piece of mainstream news coverage. What I normally do with something like this is I'll look at little snippets, little bits, and then I'll wait until someone that I know and trust, who does great reporting and great research, does an overview, and I'll get a feel of it that way. In this case, that'll be tomorrow morning. I will be listening in to my friend Patrick Henningsen, his radio show Sunday Wire, on one of the best websites in the world for news and geopolitics and covering real live events going on in the world. His site is 21stcenturywire.com and 21Wire TV. So the Sunday Wire show is a three-hour show, and Patrick Henningsen is wonderful. If you haven't checked out his show yet, please make a note of that and check it out, because it is, you know, when people say, oh, the news lies, media, you can't trust it, that's absolutely not true. And the best example that I give to counter that statement is, hey, there's 21Wire. There's 21stcenturywire.com and 21Wire TV. Because Patrick Henningsen has reporters around the world, so when there's something going on in the Middle East, whether it's in Palestine or, you know, wherever it is, he's generally got someone on the ground there. In Syria was a good example. He had reporting directly from Syria. In fact, he reported from Syria. And to see how, that's an amazing thing, to see someone who's really only interested in telling the truth, someone who is in charge of a good-sized media operation and is just completely obsessed almost with telling the truth and reporting things accurately, because they're really fed up and pissed off with the lies and deception in the con artistry of mainstream media, to see them do great reporting and how almost completely opposite the true story actually is. Once you have people on the ground that aren't getting paid to represent a narrative or to put spin on something, they're not getting paid to regurgitate CIA talking points like Anderson Cooper or Rachel Maddow or, you know, any of these, you know, even Democracy Now, you know, they avoid the truth, you know, they avoid the actual factual information about things like 9/11. You know, we've got the anniversary coming up here pretty soon of that, and that should be wonderful. On that note, take a look at what Richard Gage, the AE 911 Truth, has coming out. He's got a documentary coming out that's worth looking into. So just to finish that up, that point on 21st Century Wire, to see the disconnect and the distance between what's really going on in a situation like Syria or a situation like Palestine or now the situation with Afghanistan versus what they'd like us to believe is happening over there is just astonishing. And of course, not only just the difference between the truth and what they're reporting, but the fact that they're focusing everybody's attention onto that to keep the focus off of them rolling out this communism, for lack of a better, more precise label for it, the communism they're rolling out in America and around the world. It's a great distraction that I fortunately haven't been sidetracked off into. That's the amazing thing, to watch how people are just led around like farm animals with rings in their nose by mainstream media. I'm so glad I'm not one of those people. And if you're here, which you obviously are, if you're listening to this, you are not one of those farm animals either. You might even be a little bit belligerent truther or something. If you're a conspiracy theorist, a conspiracy, aware person, you're in the right spot. And I am one of those people, too. I just cannot believe the journey it's been learning what's actually going on in the world. You know, this path I'm on to learn how to learn, basically, to learn about the trivium and how to assess information and how to have discernment. And then to coordinate pieces of information into understanding, and then hopefully be able to communicate that like I'm doing right now, or attempting to. It's just an amazing, wonderful gift that we have as human beings with capacity for higher level thinking than our forest animal friends. You know, we can ponder things and communicate things and understand things. It's wonderful. I'm glad you're here, folks. We'll see you on the other side of our first break on the White Road to Christmas Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? For those who choose to stay, who will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcasting Network. We are going into our second segment here. And I have not gotten a call in from Jay, but you know what? That is okay. We are just going to keep on going and hope for a call in. If you're out there and listening, feel free to call in. Those numbers, again, are area code 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. That's 512-248-8252. And the 800 number is 800-313-9443. So, yeah, I'm just going to encourage everybody to get over to Jay's site. It's really great. He's a really unique and interesting guy. He's classically trained and educated. He was a theological student. I believe he was going to become, a minister or some type of a clergyman. And then in his studies, he had a falling out with the command and control structure in the college he was in. And basically, he knew more than his professor from the story. The story that he tells is really great. And the professor would not accept the truth about a matter. And Jay realized that he was dealing with fools and left. And so he has not become a minister or a pastor. He has become so much more. He's an educator, and he will debate, people that are atheists. He'll debate people that, are of opposing mindsets and aren't as well educated or knowledgeable as he is. And his website is really great. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up and point to a couple things on his site. So on jaysanalysis.com, and Jay is... His graduate work was focused on the interplay of film, geopolitics, espionage, and psychological warfare. How's that? The interplay between film, geopolitics, espionage, and psychological warfare. So that is a subject matter that is just fascinating to me, to see how and learn more accurately about how the media, in particular the film media, Hollywood, has been used for mind control, and the music industry as well. And instead of speculating on it, and everybody can tell stories about, well, I heard this and I heard that, and rumor is, Jay is a very good researcher, and he's done a huge amount of research and can talk intelligently about the amount of control that our alphabet agencies, our intelligence communities, have had over Hollywood films. And he reviews films. He's got some great stuff on the Gaia Network, where they review films and look at the, in some cases, obvious hidden hand of the intelligence communities, and, Satanism and other agendas coming through media. It's astounding and wonderful to really see that fleshed out, because it's fascinating. The mind control, the manipulation of humanity, once you start to really see it, not hear stories about it or theories about it, but to see the evidence of it, it's just astonishing. It really is one of the most amusing things that I've come across in the world. And I love knowing the truth about things. As you do, too, if you're here. So we're in a bit of a short segment here. On the clock, I've got 4:29. And we're going to go to another break here in a minute. We will see you on the other side, folks. Feel free to call in if you like.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back from break and had no luck bringing Jay Dyer in. So I'm just going to invite you guys to call in. Otherwise, it's going to be me babbling for another 20 minutes or so, and that is okay. Worst things have happened. I'm just going to try to be as helpful as I can to the situation here and have some fun while we're at it. Because the importance of enjoying the journey is really key. Our adversary, whatever you want to call it, the lower power, negativity, wants us to be frustrated, and it gets better when we feel worse. And so, I really believe it's important for me personally, and maybe for all of us, to do what we can to feel empowered and feel good and feel positive. And I know that's not easy with what's going on a lot of times. There's a lot of, things, a lot of reasons to be, upset or negative or, be prone to depression or anxiety. But, there's also some things that I find I can do get physically out into nature when I can, to the degree I can, and to be close to the people that I care about. And, you know, it really is a beautiful world. It really, really is. And we, you know, we can do a lot of things to ward off the negativity, because it's just not really necessary to the degree that I can persuade myself that it is. You know, if I just get out and go for a walk, go for a bike ride in the woods, or, you know, when I was by the ocean, my favorite thing to do was to go get in the ocean. I grew up surfing, lived in Venice Beach, California. And, yeah, it is a beautiful natural world. It really is. And there are a lot of good people out there. And I'm here to remind you that the good in us outweighs the other sides of us. And there are more good people in the world than there are the other type. And don't buy into the negativity to the degree that it's, you know, that you're able to. Hey, man, there are a lot of good folks. And sometimes we just need to work a little bit and set the fear and, you know, the negativity aside, consciously say, no, I am not buying into it. There's a lot to be amused through all this, which is why I love guys like Benny Wills and Jay Dyer, you know, people that can find humor in the absurd nature of the situation that we're facing. Oh, my God, that is so, that's so important. And if you get a chance to go to Benny Wills' Joy Camp, videos, they're just phenomenal. And he has a show he does on Monday nights called Meme Monday, and that's Benny, that's just like it sounds, and then the last name Wills, W-I-L-L-S. Hopefully I'll be seeing Benny tonight. He comes to a rabbit hole potluck dinner at Richard Gage's house. Richard is the head of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, and he is into prepping for, you know, the potential for emergencies and getting the community together and having potluck dinners and ham radios and, you know, gardening and being as off-grid as possible. And I recommend everybody get something like that going in your neighborhood, on your block, in your town. Start getting to know your neighbors. And, you know, we all need to do a better job of not distancing, not social distancing, but, you know, social empowering each other. And yeah, to revel in, you know, our families and our friends and our neighbors and, you know, the good people in our areas, that we can share, you know, and help each other and become less reliant on this control grid and mechanism of control and coercion and support each other. It's really a wonderful thing. So, yeah, it is just great to get a good laugh out of how ridiculous this stuff is, you know, how ridiculous these Karens are that are all upset and you're not wearing the mask, and how ridiculous their, you know, their Ken idiot boyfriends are that are all, you know, wannabe tough guys, but their hair's up in a bun and they're wearing a mask. It is absurd. What a world we live in. But we need to let those people go. I mean, they may not get it. They may just be hopelessly married to the lies and deception. And, you know, the Creator, however you want to see our Creator, has given us free will, and we need to let those people go. And it's a struggle for me, I'll tell you, not to hate on them, you know, because a lot of the reason that I'm having to deal with this messed up world, you know, to the degree that it is messed up, the messed up aspects like the banking cartel devaluing the money, the situation with an IRS stealing from us, and you know, all the situation of oppressive government, is because a lot of people aren't like you and I. A lot of people aren't willing to stand up and speak out about it. They're not willing to face up to it once they become aware of it. In fact, a lot of them aren't even willing to become aware of it. A lot of them don't want to know. You know, they have chosen to take the ignorance is bliss path, and that's made it harder for us. You know, an analogy would be we're in a boat that's got holes, and we're trying to bail the water out and maybe get rid of a few of the people in the boat that are making more holes in the boat, because they've got a, you know, they've got an insurance policy on the boat, let's say, and they're going to get rich if the boat goes down. Well, that's how these globalists are. You know, they're all going to be more empowered if America implodes into socialism and communism, fascism. So we are tasked with dealing with this in spite of people around us that don't want a solution to the problem, you know, and that's challenging. So I need to remind myself not to hate them, not to belittle them to the degree it's possible. It's just, it really is too fun to make fun of them, though. I mean, they really are sheeple, and they really, you know, part of me just thinks I should rent a big bus and go pick them all up and take them all to get this injection that they're passing off as a vaccination and let them just pass on to the next life, you know, because maybe if they remove their ignorance and stupidity from the human gene pool, the rest of us that are left will have a better chance at warding off these psychopathic control freaks, you know, without them here. So that is a very dispassionate look. You know, and I don't want to be dispassionate. I don't want to be cold-hearted. But I do enjoy laughing at these fools every now and then. So you got to give me that. Hey, we've got a caller. Wow, how nice. I've got Chance in West Virginia on line one. Thank you, Sam. Can you bring Chance in for us? Chance, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you, Stuart?
I am good. It's been lonely here. Thanks for joining me. How are things in West Virginia, Chance?
Well, same as everywhere, I guess. The reason I called you is I agree with you. There are good people. Nature is beautiful. But I also realize this, that I am getting older now. I am a senior citizen. I can't put that burden on myself to try to convert people into reality anymore. You know, I look at it this way. My job now, rather than place that heavy, heavy burden on my shoulders, to try to convince people of the truth, it's too much for me now at my age. I can't do it. What I do is I try to drive people who are willfully ignorant away from me now. I am not going to, like I said, Stuart, it's not that I don't care for people. I just don't have the energy anymore, and I'm getting old. And if people remain to be willfully ignorant, it's not my burden or responsibility to bring them into the light. You want to laugh? Now, you're talking about these people with the masks. When I see people like this, I don't try to talk to them and convince them anymore. I start coughing. And let me tell you why I start coughing. So they run away from me and get the hell away from me because I don't have patience. It's not that I don't care about them. I'm too old, Stuart. I'm old, I'm weary, I can't put that burden on my shoulders no more. I am not going to change the world. People who want to remain willfully ignorant, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, we can mock them, right? We can have some fun mocking them. I like the coughing in their face thing.
What I do, Stuart, now, I try, for my own sanity, I try to use this to my advantage, this situation. So in other words, if people are willfully ignorant, like I said, a little bit of coughing works wonders. They run away from me. I love it. I love it. This way I don't get aggravated. I don't get caught up in frivolous conversations with willfully ignorant people. I don't put that burden on me. I don't wind up angry. They flee, and I love it. And that's how I have to look at it now. Because, Stuart, who cares about me? Let's face it. When everything goes to hell in a handbasket, who's going to care about me? My pets. That's who's going to care about me. And I'm forced to look at it this way. So like I said, now when it comes to willfully ignorant people, I don't waste my time. I wouldn't even get in a conversation with them. I cough.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, what I do. I cough and I say, must be that damn COVID again. It's killing me. And this way they flee and I'm happy. And that's all I wanted to say, Stuart. And have a nice weekend.
Chance, thanks for calling in. There he goes, everybody. There goes Chance, West Virginia. Yeah, I get it. I'm that way too. It's not because I'm old, even though I am. It's because I'm fed up. I'm just fed up with their stupidity and their choosing to be ignorant, willfully ignorant. So I usually won't get in conversations with them. I'll look down my nose at them and just kind of like laugh and snicker at those idiots in the market wearing masks and how they think they're really cool. You know, you see these people with like matching masks. Like, oh my God, what an idiot you are. But it's not so much because I'm old. I mean, just fed up with it. But I try to have compassion for him because I was willfully ignorant for a long, long time. But when presented with enough irrefutable factual information that added up, two plus two became four, I, like you, was able to, you know, face up to it and continue to try to face up to it and see where I've been wrong and be willing to say, hey, I was wrong. There's new information and now I see it this way. But yeah, these people, you know, it really has weighed on me a little bit that some people I care about have gotten these injections. But there's nothing I can do about that. That was their choice. You know, it's not that they're nescient. In other words, not that they don't know, they're not ignorant because the information wasn't there, that the truth wasn't there about what these things are doing to people, these injections, is because they chose to be ignorant. So I can't feel bad about that. Hey, we've got another caller, a guy named Casey in Idaho. I'm hoping it's the Casey I'm thinking it is. Casey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Stuart. How are you doing? Enjoying your show.
It is the Casey I was thinking of. Thanks for calling in, brother. Casey Whalen, everybody. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and say hi. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. My name is Casey Whalen. I have a YouTube channel, North Idaho Exposed, and just got back from the Cyber Symposium, and I thought I'd just call in real quick since your guest wasn't able to make it today. And just wanted to mention that if you want to see some videos from the Cyber Symposium, I'm trying to break them out into like panel sessions and speakers and that sort of thing. They'll be available on my alternative platforms. YouTube just took down one of the videos from the event, which is a huge shocker, I know, to everybody listening. But the video they took down was of Eduardo Bolsonaro. He's the son of Jair Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil. And he was discussing election fraud in Brazil. And so they took that video down, and I got a strike for it. But anyways, there's some videos on the different platforms I have, North Idaho Exposed on BitChute, Odyssey, and Rumble. So anyways, I just wanted to mention that the censorship is, you know, in high gear as normal. So
yeah, that's awesome. And that topic, too, really upsets them, the election fraud. They don't want people really knowing how widespread that is and how our votes really don't count. It's because the people that are counting them, they have the last vote, not us. So yeah, thanks for pointing that out. So people can find all this your YouTube channel, right? YouTube and then North Idaho Exposed?
Yeah, I still have the YouTube. I just yanked all the Cyber Symposium stuff since they're going after that. But
excellent.
Yeah, it was really, I think the main thing being there and kind of witnessing everything was that I think in talking with people there, you know, people were expecting something, I think, a bit more definitive. There was talk of releasing, I think it's called the PCAPs, PCAPs, and I don't think they did that. That kind of missed some people. And then the one thing they did do is they released a forensic image file of a computer directory before and after Dominion, and you could see there were log files missing, and certain code was entered that was interesting, but I think the notion was that it wasn't as definitive as people were hoping. So I just wanted to call in and just chime in on that subject because it was really interesting
that.
To be there and see that.
Thank you. And notice already that Trevor Loudon will be on September 4th, 2 weeks out. So thank you for that as well. For people that don't know, Casey has helped me get a lot of good guests. He's basically my boots on the ground in the field producer. And I thank you for that. And I also want to thank Sam in the studio. Sure. So thank you, Casey. Thanks for coming on. I got a couple more callers it looks like lined up, but I appreciate it. Have a good evening, and I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Take care.
All right. See you later. There he goes, everybody. Casey Whalen, wonderful guy. Please check out North Idaho Exposed. And it looks like I've got a couple other callers lined up. So I guess we're going to go next to Joe in Indiana on line three. Joe, are you there?
Sure am. Just wanted to give a call. I'm sorry about the guests not turning up, but that, you know, those things happen. You know, the reason why I called in, usually I just like listening. It's Saturday evening. It's just a little quiet. We just dropped off our daughter at college and, you know, got a little bit of time here. You know, Chance brought up a couple of good points. You know, in the beginning when I was trying to learn, I'm in the medical field. I usually do not say that if I do call in. I just don't want to do that, but I bring it up occasionally because we're in a real struggle. A really good close friend of mine told me 96% of the physicians have taken this jab, which I am shocked about, but I'm not surprised. There's a, you know, that's part of the tragedy. You know, I don't know any of my colleagues. I only have one friend I know, no, two, probably two that have not done it. Everybody else has done it. And we're talking, I'm talking about people I respect. I consider them highly intelligent, but I think it's the nature of the community. But Chance was talking about trying to educate people. I have found in the beginning, as I was educating myself, and I will compliment RBN. I'll be really honest. I'm a very busy person. You know, I got a family, five kids. I have a very busy practice. I'm trying to tone it down, but the point is my learning comes, you know, by osmosis from other sources. RBN has been a tremendous source. You have hosts on this network that have been a great, great source as far as websites, information, their analysis. I owe you. I mean, I feel, you know, without RBN, I would not have accumulated knowledge that I have. Now, in the beginning, I tried to share this. I tried to open people. I had people coming up to me and, oh, what about the jab? Did you get the jab yet? This and that. They don't even say jab, the vaccine. And then at first, I would try to educate some of these people because I knew them personally. But I found I would get the 1,000-yard stare. Or they would look at me in a strange way. I was in a couple of social gatherings and people I openly, and this is where my wife got really mad at me because we were at a social gathering and some people we know have known a long time personally said, look, what do you really think about all this? And I felt, at that point, I felt compelled to really be honest. And later on, my wife was just livid, chastising me and saying, you know, you have a reputation in the community. People hang on what you say and things like that. You sound like you're crazy. And I said, you know, I told her, I said, look, I felt these are people that we've known a long time. I felt I should be honest with them. And, well, you know, I mean, one thing leads to another. But I'm kind of like where Chance is. I just keep my mouth shut for the most part. I will, like today, when we dropped our daughter off, her roommate is a close friend of her. My daughter has a close friend. The family, very educated family, but they're anti-vax. But the university, and I'll tell you who it is, mm-hmm. St. Mary's next to Notre Dame. They were putting tremendous pressure on the family. She had gotten a religious exemption, and what really ticks me off is that I find out that apparently the bishops are telling the local parishes not to honor or even write religious exemptions for the parishioners anymore. That angers me. And I don't want to get into another topic because as far as the Catholics are concerned, I am one. I consider myself a traditional Roman Catholic. I think this Novus Ordo, you know, Comrade Francis and the Vatican are all frauds. I've been kicked out of the church. I kid you not. I could tell you that story. But that's where I'm at, too. I'll openly talk to people. Now, today during the conversation, the girl's mother asked me about things. But, you know, my wife was really stepping on my toes, literally, at the restaurant. But that's where I'm at. I just thought I'd pass that on. It's really tragic. You have to take care of the people that are curious and interested. I do meet those people that will openly ask me my opinion. I will tell them. But for the most part, I'm just going to let things go. You know, I hate to say that.
Well, I appreciate your speaking out. And I, you know, I keep my mouth shut a lot of times in public. But whenever I'm with people, I feel the duty. I really actually feel compelled to speak out, you know, because I have educated myself and I have learned discernment. And I have learned, like you have, how to do research and how to differentiate fact from fiction. So anytime where I think I've got a, you know, people that are willing to, you know, at least discuss and look at this stuff, you know, not in the line at a market or at a bank, but, you know, at dinner with people or, you know, sitting around with some friends having coffee. I mean, I just put people on blast. I don't know why I feel compelled to. I like being right. I like knowing what I'm talking about. That's part of it is ego. But I also feel like it's those of us that know have the responsibility, as you obviously feel, to share what you know, to help people right. not be deceived. And I think that's important. And I just think, you know, your wife, although she's probably wonderful, just doesn't understand that, really.
Yeah, I understand where she's coming from. But, you know, sure. I'm kind of old. I consider myself old school. And I really did take seriously the Hippocratic Oath, you know, you're supposed to be a teacher and supposed to educate people. And I have that inside of me. I mean, I feel compelled sometimes to educate people, but this has been such a frustrating adventure. And I kind of feel around the edges with people. And if they're open to discussion, that's when I'll open up and start talking to them about it. I try not to scare them like Don Stabmiller was talking about it yesterday. You don't want to unload so much information on people because you're going to blow them away. Yeah, because there's so much.
Jump them right off the edge of the cliff,
Yeah, but anyway, I don't want to keep you. There's probably other callers, but that's basically it. I understand where Chance is coming from, and I kind of support him. I don't go to the extreme, but, you know, I get it. But you have a great show, and we'll look forward to that guest another day. Take care now.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great evening. Hey, there he goes. There's Joe in Indiana, and it looks like I may still have Scott on the line. Sam, is Scott in Nevada still on line 5?
Yeah, I am. Hey, I like your bumper music, Jethro Tull. Nobody plays that.
I know. Okay, weird like that. Just to let you know, we've just got a couple minutes left, but, go ahead and launch into whatever you like.
I'll make it real quick. The last two callers, Chance, and your last caller. Chance had me laughing, I got to say that. Okay, so I'm in Reno. So I hear this thing that San Francisco Board of Supervisors is passed some crap. I don't know if it's enforceable or not, but that you have to provide a proof of vaccination to get into a bar, restaurant, any kind of enclosed venue, right? So I go to the Board of Supervisors website, and I see this link to the health department for San Francisco, and they got all this data there, and this was dated August 16th, so it's 5 days, it's updated up to 5 days ago, and they're saying that San Francisco had 45,110 cases of COVID, and they've had 577 deaths from COVID. So if you do the math on that, that means the recovery rate is 99.987%.
I'm
just why is anybody taking this crap?
Scott, okay, what are you doing thinking like that? Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, it's absurd, everybody. There he goes. There goes Scott in Nevada. Thank you for calling in, Scott. Yeah, pointing out the obvious, 2 plus 2 equals 4 and a 99.7% survival rate does not necessitate the clamping down of society and, totalitarianism. But, anyway, folks, you know what? There is some really great encouraging stuff on the Internet, and I'm going to give this out. One of the last things I'm going to do here, we're about to close the show. If you are to go to BitChute, this is really encouraging. There are people fighting at city council meetings. The name of the title on BitChute is Medical Freedom Fighters Descend on San Diego Board Meeting. So, yeah, go take a look at that. Medical Freedom Fighters Descend on San Diego Board Meeting. That is wonderful to see. You'll know we're not alone. And thank you, folks. See you next week.
The wilderness is spinning in your emptiness. You have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.